This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
And Nick Duke are the hard-traveling fanboys.
Hard-traveling fanboys.
When you hear this show, you better run for cover.
Klondike Bill's a sausage lover.
I got a 10-inch kielbasa from Klondike Bill.
Hard-traveling fanboys.
Slobber.
It's a weekly podcast, and you better listen.
Keep your ears in mint condition.
Ooh, hard-traveling fanboys.
You got a 33-and-3rd chance of winning.
Hard-traveling fanboys. Hard traveling fanboys.
Got two weekly segments coming to your town.
Reading, watching, and the rundown.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Thank you.
It's the greatest show on Place to Be Nation.
Certainly a unique situation.
Ooh, hot traveling fanboys.
Oh, they're pretty, they're Skittles.
Little son of a bitch.
They're indivisible. They're microwavable.
Oh, Mr. Eddie.
Ooh, hot traveling fanboy. Oy, 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 oy.
Are you gonna give me fucking anything on this show, or why are we even here?
Listen up, slap dick. Let me answer the fucking question. Give me a minute.
Well, Klondike Bill told me that if he ever came across a woman who was extremely clean and well kept, he would tell her to put on a pair of sweatpants and a sweatshirt, go take a 2-mile jog, and then come back and see him when she was done.
I believe it was quite sudden and painful.
Thank you.
Hard traveling fanboys.
What's that thing in front of me, Nick? It's giant size.
Oh, is it a giant sized man thing?
Hard traveling fanboys.
It might be a giant-sized Ultimate Man thing.
Mm. In this case, Greg, I've been led to believe that this time out, it's going to be a giant-sized Ultimate Man thing that hails from the great state of Oklahoma.
Ooh. Now, that's the kind of tease that our audience is after, the tantalization of the audience of the longest-running weekly episodic comic book podcast in all of Place to Be Nation.
That was better. Better than our recent attempts, anyway.
Yes, I am Greg Phillips. With me is Nick Duke. We are in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, Ho-Ho Loon Plaza, L-Shaped Studio, yada, 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 you know all the rest. We are the Hard Traveling Fanboys, and on this, the 5th week of March, can you believe it, Nick?
Mm-hmm.
5 weeks, and you know what that means. When there's a 5th Friday in a month, it means that we have to drop a giant size edition of the podcast. And Nick, we've got a very, 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 very special giant size edition of HTF this week, don't we?
We do, absolutely. As those of you who are frequent listeners to the podcast know, several months back in the late stages of 2018, we introduced a new recurring bit here on the Hard Traveling Fanboys, and that, of course, saw our exit music being performed live each and every week by WWE Hall of Famer Jim Ross. Now, since the introduction of this gimmick, we have gotten rave responses, both for our creation of the gimmick and also for Mr. Ross's wonderful vocal performances. And so we got to put our heads together and thought, you know, there's no time like the present. We need to strike while the iron is hot, and that is why it is time for the first ever Jim Ross album, the first ever Jim Ross music compilation album. I'm going to call it, much like the old country CDs they used to sell us on the 1-800 numbers back in the day, I'm going to call it the Essential Jim Ross.
Incredible, Nick. And I know I speak for you and for all of the other people here at Time Life Music when I say that this is the collection that listeners need to have.
Absolutely need to have it. But, you know, we could not do this without the man himself. So to get some thoughts on his first ever full-length album, here he is, ladies and gentlemen, WWE Hall of Famer, good old JR, Jim Ross.
Well, thank you again for that introduction, Mr. Duke. I apologize for any interference on my line. I am calling you from the great state of Oklahoma. And for those of you that are wondering, I haven't mentioned it in a few weeks, but if you're interested in letting me know how you feel about my performance, you can contact me on Twitter at JRsBBQ. That is at JRsBBQ. Now, Nick, you were so kind to mention the work that I've been doing here. I've been training my voice. I have been working with people behind the scenes that know the business of singing, that know the business of the music industry the way that I know the industry of professional wrestling. Now, I worked under Cowboy, I worked under McMahon, I worked under any number of individuals, even very briefly under Bischoff. But, you know, one thing that all great leaders have is they have the ability to sift through the garbage and find the diamonds in the rough. And I feel like you guys here at the Hard Traveling Fanboys, now, I think y'all have sifted through the musical garbage, and you found a diamond in the form of my singing voice. So I just like to say I appreciate everything that you've done for me in my career, and I like to think that I brought a little bit to the table, too. I mean, you know, when it comes down to it, I think I'm a pretty decent singer, pretty fair singer, pretty average singer. And when you put it all together, you get the kind of performance, the kind of legacy that I like to leave behind. So without any further ado, I'd like to introduce to you my greatest hits to this point. Now, this isn't the end. This is not the end. We've got a lot more irons in the fire. We've got a lot more plans down the line. Whether those are here on the Hard Traveling Fanboys, whether those are on American Idol or something like that, The Voice maybe, I don't know. We're going to figure that out later on. But with that being said, folks, take a listen to this.
And speaking of JR, we're actually going to... JR is going to play a role here, Greg, in our new. I don't know how often we'll do this, but periodically, whenever
I didn't know he was here in the studio.
I get the whimsy. JR is here, and you know, every podcast needs a little musical interlude to let us go. So, welcome to our newest recurring segment, JR Sings the Hits. And I, right now, have just handed Jim Ross some lyrics. And here we go, folks. Listen as JR serenades us out the door.
All right. Let me see, Mr. Ross. Are you ready? Oh, he says he's warming up in the corner. Hold on.
I'm Slobberknocker. Marty Sherrill. He said he could call him Okada. You are my fire, the one desire. Believe when I say I want it that way. But we are two worlds apart. Can't reach to you your heart when you say that I want it that way. Tell me why. Ain't nothing but a heartache. Tell me why. Ain't nothing but a mistake. Tell me why. I never want to hear you say, I want it that way.
First of all, before I start singing, I want to thank you for that intro there, Nick. You know, it was a tough weekend for old JR. Not a strong weekend, but I think coming up here and standing here in this environment around like-minded people, friends, and singing a little bit of karaoke here is going to make my heart feel better, and I appreciate that from the Hard Traveling Fanboys. Now, I want you all to just imagine the tune in your head. Because I got a song for you right now that I think is going to be special to all of you. What's new, pussycat? Whoa! What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa! Pussycat, pussycat, I've got flowers. And lots of hours to spend time with you. So go on and powder your cute little pussycat nose. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat nose. What's new, pussycat? What's new, pussycat? What's new, pussycat? Pussycat, pussycat, you are so thrilling. And I am so willing to care for you. So go and make up your big little pussycat eyes. Pussycat, pussycat. I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat eyes. Well, what's new, pussycat? Oh, what's new, pussycat? Oh, yeah.
Folks, let's dial our minds back to, you know, the mid-90s when country music was as hot as it had ever been. And let's think about, you know, what it was like when we were all young girls and ready to lose our virginity for the first time.
Well, before we get started on this, thanks for having me on the show again. I appreciate that. You can find me at the Jim Ross Report at a podcast dealer near you. Of course, you can find all of my my barbecue sauces at Ingles supermarkets across the region. But most importantly, I want to say that this song that I'm going to sing to you guys tonight, it means a lot to me because I was there once, riding in a car with Leroy McGurk. Now Leroy, he was blind. I mean, let's just face it, he was legally blind. And at one point, he dropped a cigar onto his crotch. And well, this is a little bit of what came to my mind. He was working through college on my grandpa's farm. I was thirsting for knowledge, and he had a car. Well, I was caught somewhere between a woman and a child. When one restless summer, we found love growing wild. On the banks of the river, on a well-beaten path in the Mid-South Territory. Now, it's funny how those memories, they last. Well, that cigar on Leroy McGurk's crotch, it was like strawberry wine and 17. This hot July moon saw everything. My first taste of love, mother. Oh, bittersweet. Green on the vine like strawberry wine. You know, I still remember when I was 30 and I felt old. My biggest fear was Cowboy fining me for being late to the arena. September was where I had nowhere to go. A few wrestling cards and letters and one long-distance call
Me and old Leroy, we drifted away like leaves in the fall. But year after year, I come to this place just to remember that taste of strawberry wine and 17. The hot July moon, I saw everything. My first taste of Leroy McGurk's semen was bittersweet. Green on the vine, I told him to go to the doctor, and he said it was strawberry wine. Now, there's not done yet, folks, because the fields over Leroy's crotch have grown over now. It's been years since they've seen the plow. There's nothing that time hasn't touched. Is it really him now? Now I'm going to ask you this. Is it really him? Or is it the loss of my innocence? Now you might think that it's the loss of my innocence. Then again, I might think it's him. And both of us can have those opinions, and they can be legitimate. So it doesn't have to be right or wrong. It's bullshit. You can be a Republican and you do on someone's face, or you can be a Democrat and piss all over someone. It doesn't matter. What I'm getting at, the point here, is that it was like strawberry wine. 17, the hot July moon, saw everything. My first taste of love, oh, bittersweet. Green on the vine, like strawberry wine. Strawberry wine. Strawberry good God wine!
So, I guess there's nothing else to talk about this week, Nick. No. Probably time for us to just pack it up.
Well, actually, you know, as I said earlier, I heard Mr. Ross over there warming up a little while ago. And, yeah, he's gonna sing us out as he's done the last few weeks. And, you know, somebody asked me the other day, if Jim Ross was only going to sing country tunes on this show. And I thought about it.
Oh, yes, that's been a popular question.
It's been a popular question. And I think we need to put that question to bed. We need to go ahead and just end that now. No, Jim Ross is a man of many trades. He is a true Renaissance man, and we're going to prove that here by taking you back to 2005 and a little tune by you may know her, a little girl by the name of Gwen Stefani. So maybe you remember this one, maybe you don't. But I think whether you do or you didn't, there's no question at this point that the Jim Ross version will become the definitive version. Ladies and gentlemen, the Hard Traveling Fanboys present Jim Ross performing Gwen Stefani's Holla Back Girl.
Oh, this my shit. All the girls stamp your feet like this. Few times I've been around that track, so it's not just gonna happen like that. Cause I ain't no holler back girl. No, I ain't no holler back girl. Few times I've been around that track, so it's not just gonna happen like that. Cause I ain't no goddamn holler back girl. I ain't no holler back girl. This is my shit. This is my shit. This my shit. This my shit. This my shit. This my shit. Oh, this my shit. This my shit. We get it. We get it, Francis. Lighten up. I heard that you were talking shit, and you didn't think I would hear it. People hear you talking that, getting everybody fired up. So I'm ready to attack. Gonna lead the pack. Gonna get a touchdown like Baker Mayfield. Gonna take you out. That's right, put your pom-poms down, and everybody fired up. Few times I've been around that track, a few times here and there, fair, decent line for this business. Might have worked for a few guys that drew a little bit of money. So it's not just going to happen like that, because I ain't no hollaback girl. I ain't no hollaback girl. Few times I've been around that track, so it's not just going to happen like that. You know who had a good track record was Shelton Benjamin. Maybe the finest athlete I ever recruited as the head of talent relations at WWE. I ain't no hollaback girl. I ain't no hollaback girl. This my shit. 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 Uh-huh. This my shit. This is my shit. This my shit. That's right, dude. Meet me at the back of bleachers. No principals, no student teacher, no Michonne blowing me in the parking lot. Both of us want to be the winner. There can only be one. There can only be one man in this business. If you don't want to be the man in this business, you need to get into a different business. So I'm going to fight. I'm going to give it my all. I'm going to make you fall. I'm going to sock it to you. That's right. I'm the last one standing. And another one bites the dust. Few times I've been around that track, so it's not just going to happen like that. Because I ain't no hollaback girl. I ain't no hollaback girl. Few times I've been around that track, so it's not just going to happen like that. Because I ain't no hollaback girl. I ain't no hollaback girl. You know, this is my shit. This my shit. This is my shit. This my shit. This my shit. This my shit. Now, let me hear you say, this shit is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. This shit is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. Once again, this shit is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. This shit is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. Few times I've been around that track, so it's not just going to happen like that. Because I ain't no hollaback girl. I ain't no hollaback girl. Few times I've been around that Casper mattress. So it's not just going to happen like that. Because I ain't no blue chew girl. I ain't no blue chew girl. This my shit. 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 This is my discolored Oklahoma shit.
You know, you mentioned earlier, sir, that we are indeed recording this show on Thanksgiving. Halloween night. I wish it was Thanksgiving. That would be amazing.
I do too.
Oh, man. Great. People dogging Thanksgiving in the live chats this week, by the way. The hell? Clearly, these people have never been fat in their lives. Don't talk shit about Thanksgiving.
If you're fat, Thanksgiving is like your Valhalla.
Thanksgiving is the best. I'm anything from you.
You go around. You have to deal with relatives. Big deal. You get to eat.
You eat all day. It's awesome.
Ball. Yeah. You get to just sleep. Once you're done eating, that's the beauty of it, Nick. You can eat as much as you want.
If you are,
you almost feel sick, and then go sleep.
Yep.
And then wake up, eat some more.
That's right. That's right. If you aren't at least clinically obese, then you I don't want to hear your opinion on Thanksgiving. It has no weight with me.
That's exactly right.
In any event, being that it is Halloween night, you know, by the time you listen to this, it will no longer be Halloween. We thought, you know, why not get into the Halloween spirit? And here to help us do so with a little musical exit, once again, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jim Ross. And today, Mr. Ross is going to take us back to a wonderful time in the 1980s. He's going to take us back to 1984. And he's got a question that he wants to pose to you. And that question is, who are you going to call?
Well, once again, thank you for the introduction. I've been sitting here in the corner. The L-shaped studio. I've been waiting for my chance now. Now, here is how this song is going to go. We're going to do this little intro. It's going to go, it's going to do that kind of thing right there. You're going to do that. And then it's going to get in, and it's going to sound something like this. Ghostbusters! Now, if there is something strange in your neighborhood, who are you going to call? You're going to call the Ghostbusters. If there is something weird and it don't look good, who the hell are you going to call Ghostbusters? I ain't afraid of no ghosts. No ghost. If you're seeing things running through your head, who are you going to call? Danny Hodge. An invisible man slept in your Casper mattress. Who are you going to call? The Ghostbusters, including Danny Hodge. I ain't afraid of no ghost. Unless it is the ghost of Don Leo Jonathan. I ain't afraid of no ghost, unless it is the ghost of George Hackenschmidt. Who you call Ghostbusters? If you're all alone, pick up the phone and call Ghostbusters. I ain't afraid of no ghost. I hear it likes the girls. My boys, I ain't afraid of no ghost. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Who you gonna call Ghostbusters? If you've had a dose of legal steroids, you better call Ghostbusters. Let me tell you something. Busting makes me feel good. I ain't afraid of no ghost. I ain't afraid of no ghost. Don't get caught alone. No, no. Ghostbusters. When it comes through your door, unless you want some more, I think you better call Ghostbusters. Who are you going to call Ghostbusters? Who are you going to call Ghostbusters? I think you better call Ghostbusters. Bustin' makes me feel good. Who are you going to call Ghostbusters? I can't hear your ass. Who in the hell are you going to call except the Ghostbusters? Louder. Ghostbusters. Who are you going to call Ghostbusters? Who can you call Ghostbusters? Who are you going to call Ghostbusters? Now, can you argue with that? Can you disagree with that? Hell no.
You're more concerning, actually, is a report I read while I was doing this podcast with you that Jim Ross's WWE contract expires in March of 2019. The two parties will not be coming to another agreement. But as a result of that, because his access deal expires in November of this year, WWE is not going to allow him to re-sign a new access deal until his current WWE deal is over.
Oh.
So there's going to be a five-month gap where we will not have JR on access. Boy, on New Japan television.
That is some doo-doo, is it not?
That's some doo-doo shit.
That is some bitter doo-doo shit.
Which means no Wrestle Kingdom for JR. Probably.
Oh, that's some bullshit. He was looking so forward to that.
Yep.
He talked about that on his podcast when he had Kevin Kelly on, about how he was really hopeful to do Wrestle Kingdom live this year.
Nope.
Man, that's a big beast.
In all likelihood, unless things change. Yeah, that's based on the one report I read. So.
Man, that would be some doo-doo shit, some fuck shit junk.
I think we've largely gotten to the point of using fuck shit junk as a positive term. So I think we're gonna keep doo doo shit as the negative.
Okay, doo doo shit will stay negative then. Well, that's a big disappointment, Nick. And
I hate
if Mr. Ross were right now, I would tell him that.
Well, I know he's very depressed right now, and I think the only way to end this episode is by letting him talk about something that cheers him up, that makes him happy. And I know, he's feeling bad about the New Japan situation, so he may not give us as much this week as he's given us in the past, but I feel a little bit of this will do well to lift his spirit. So as we have done here for a little while now, enjoy the closing of this episode and some musical stylings from Jim Ross as he takes us back to the – oh, God, when was this song released? I don't even know. I want to say
the early 90s.
And he's going to talk about his love of a certain part of the female anatomy. Good old JR, take it away.
Well, once again, I want to thank you. I want to thank my sponsors, Casper Mattress, Blue Chew, 1-800-Flowers. I think everybody's done a good job of helping me through this tough time. And regardless of my contract situation, folks, there's one thing about me that I think is understood, that has been understood by others and should be understood by all of you, dating back to my time in Mid-South Wrestling. I first heard this song, I was on a road trip with the Z-Man Tom Zink, Hacksaw Butch Reed, Ron Simmons, former Heisman Trophy finalist, and referee Tommy Young. And this song would come on the radio, and boy, we would just have a ball singing. So
without any further ado, here goes nothing. I've been a little bit under the weather this week, so bear with me a little bit. I like big butts, and I cannot lie. You other brothers cannot deny that when a girl walks in with an itty-bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung or pull up tough because you notice that butt was stuffed deep in the jeans she's wearing. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh, baby, I want to get with you and take your picture. My homeboys tried to warn me, but with that butt, you got makes me so horny. Oh, Rumpo smooth skin. You say you want to get in my bins? Well, use me, because you ain't that average groupie. I seen her dancing. To hell with romancing. She sweat, wet, got it going like a turbo vet. I am tired of magazines saying flat butts are the thing. Take the average black man and ask him that she got a pack much back. So, fellas,
yeah.
Fellas,
yeah.
Has your girlfriend got the butt? Hell yeah. Tell them to shake it. Shake it. Shake it. Shake it. Shake that healthy butt. Baby has got back. L.A. fits with the open boot. Baby has got back. L.A. fits with the open boot. I like them round and big. Most importantly, big. And when I'm throwing a gig, like the butcher, I can't help myself. I'm acting like an animal. Now, here's my scandal. I want you to get home, and I want to get you home. And, double up. I ain't talking about Playboy, because silicone parts are made for toys. Just ask Terry Rock. I want them real thick and juicy, so find that juicy double. Mix a lot in trouble. Begging for a piece of that bubble, so I'm looking at Rock videos. Namely, The Rock versus Stone Cold Steve Austin, WrestleMania's 15, 17, and 19. Knock-kneed bills walking like hoes. You can have them bimbos. I'll keep my women like Flo-Jo. A word to the thick soul sisters. I want to get with you. I won't cuss or hit you. But I gotta be straight when I say that I want to fuck. Till the break of dawn. Baby got it going on. A lot of simps won't like this song. Because them punks like to hit it and quit it. And I'd rather stay and play because I'm long and strong. And I'm down to get the friction on. So, ladies, oh, yeah. Ladies, yeah. If you want to roll in my Mercedes, oh, yeah. Then turn around, stick it out. Even white boys got to shout. Baby's got back. Baby's got back. Yes, baby, when it comes to females, Cosmo ain't got nothing to deal with my selection. 36, 24, 36. Ha ha. Only if she's 5'3". So your girlfriend rolls a Honda, playing workout tapes by Fonda, but Fonda ain't got no motor in the back of her Honda. My Anaconda doesn't want any unless you've got buns, hun. You can do side bends or sit-ups, but please don't lose that butt. Some brothers want to play that hard role and tell you that the ass ain't gold. So they toss it and leave it, and I pull up quick to retrieve it. So Cosmo says you're fat. Well, I ain't down with that. Because your waist is small and your curves are kicking, and I'm thinking about sticking to the beanpole dames in the magazines. You ain't it, Miss Thang. Give me a sister, I can't resist her. Red beans and rice did not miss her. Some knucklehead tried to diss because his girls are on my list. He had game, but he chose to hit him, and I pull up quick to get with him. So, ladies, if the butt is round and you want a triple X throwdown, dial 1-900-JRS-BBQ and kick them nasty thoughts. Baby got back. Baby got back.
And here's Jim Ross to sing you a little song about a little toy he used to have that had quite the impact on his childhood. Good old JR, take it away.
Well, thank you once again, Nick. I know it's been somewhat of a summer mood here today, but I just want to say the Sooners won again. Once again, they only have one loss this year, 3 points. So who's counting? And it's been a good day. I heard you mention earlier that I was gargling barbecue sauce. That's not true. Usually, if you gargle, it means you spit it out. I swallowed every damn bit of it, and it was delicious, quite frankly. Now, allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is JR, and I'm here to deliver a little song, as Nick said, a childhood up that my father once gave to me. When I was a little bitty boy, my grandmother bought me a cute little toy. Silver bells on a string. She told me it was my ding-a-ling-a-ling. Oh, my ding-a-ling. My ding-a-ling. I want you to play with my ding-a-ling. My ding-a-ling. My ding-a-ling. I want you to play with my ding-a-ling. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Oh. And then Mama took me to grammar school, but I stopped off in the vestibule. Every time that bell would ring for a time limit draw, catch me playing with my ding-a-ling-a-ling. My ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling, I want you to play with my ding-a-ling. My ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling, I want your ass to play with my ding-a-ling. That's beautiful. You know what I heard? I heard two girls over here singing in harmony. That's all right, honey. That's fair. That's decent. Not too shabby. This is a free country. You can live like you want to live, baby. And the dream used to say, do what you want to do, baby. Are you an assassin or are you an errand boy? Yeah, ain't nobody going to knock it, dog. Mm-mm. Freedom. Yes, sir, guy right over here, he's singing mine. Some Richard over here on the internet saying, oh, mine, mine to you. And that's all right, brother. You got it right. There ain't nobody going to tell you or bother you about any of this shit. About the song here. Once I was climbing the garden wall, I slipped and had a terrible fall. I fell so hard that I heard bells ring, but I held on to my ding-a-ling-a-ling. That's right, my ding-a-ling. My ding-a-ling, I want you to play my ding-a-ling. My ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling, I want you to play with my ding-a-ling-a-ling. You know, that's future Parliament Funkadelic out there singing. Oh, yeah! You know, here we go. Here's one of my favorite lyrics. My daddy used to sing this to me all the time. Once I was swimming across Turtle Creek, man, them snappers all around my feet. Sure was hard swimming off that thing with both hands holding my ding-a-ling-a-ling. Oh, my ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling, I want you to play with my ding-a-ling. My ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling, I want your ass to play with my ding-a-ling, you son of a bitch. That is so beautiful. That thing's a beautiful song. Really, I do. And guess what? Of course, because you are young and you're defiant, not everybody's singing along right now. There's a few people on the internet, not many, but some, that are not singing along. So we're going to dedicate this verse to the Richards and the speculators on the internet and the dirt sheets who will not sing. Yes, sir. Well, this here song, it ain't so sad, the cutest little song you ever had. Those of you who will not sing, you must be playing with your own ding-a-ling. My ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling, I want you to play with my ding-a-ling. My ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling, I want you to play with my ding-a-ling. Oh, yeah, your ding-a-ling, your own ding-a-ling. We saw you playing with your ding-a-ling. Oh, my ding-a-ling, everybody sing. I want you to play with my ding-a-ling. Slow down, everybody. I want to play, everybody now, everybody listen home, with my Now, stay with me. Now, follow me. If you have any issues, just take it up. So tweet me at JRsBBQ. Ding-a-ling.
I don't know about you guys, but there's nothing better than eating a big Thanksgiving meal and getting a belly full of delicious goat's meat and then coming in from that meal and deciding, you know, I feel absolutely miserable. I've eaten myself into a virtual coma. You know, what better time now to make sexual advances towards my partner? So here's Sing You a Song about making sexual advances towards your partner is none other than WWE Hall of Famer Jim Ross. Jim, take it away.
Well, once again, thank you for the mediocre introduction, quite frankly. Now, I'm here to sing to the audience again. I'm not making any money off of this. I'm not getting any sponsorships out of this. I would suggest to you that Casper Mattresses and Blue Chew are good.
This song is definitely brought to you by Blue Chew, huh, Jim?
Well, that's a good point. And speaking of Blue Chew, after I take a Blue Chew, this is what I start to sing. You know, when I strike in love, I don't just make love. I be stroking. That's what I be doing, huh? I be stroking. Well, I stroke it to the east, and I stroke it to the west. Out to the woman that I love the best, I be stroking. Now, let me ask you something. Let me ask you something right now, quite frankly. You know, I asked Cowboy something one time, and he never answered me. And I asked him this. I said to him, what time of day do you like to make love? Well, he looked at me a little funny. I said, have you ever made love just before breakfast? And he said, one time with Hacksaw Butch Reed. And I said, you ever made love while you watched the Late Late Show with David Letterman? And he said, one time with Jim Duggan. And I said, oh, that's fair enough. And I said, well, let me ask you this question. Have you ever made love on a couch? And he said, well, hell yeah, I have. And I said, well, let me ask you this question then. Let me ask you this, you son of a bitch. Have you ever made love on the back seat of a car? And he said, you know I have, Jim. You were there. And I said, I remember one time I made love on the back seat of a car. There was a Casper mattress sprawled out in the back seat of a 1978 Plymouth. And the police came in and they shined his light on me. And I said, I'm stroking. That's what the hell I'm doing. I'm stroking. Anyway, I stroke it to the east. I stroke it to the Mid-South Coliseum. And I stroke it to the woman that I love best. I be stroking. Now, let me ask you something. How long has it been since you made love? Uh-huh. Did you make love yesterday? Did you make love last week? Oh, did you make love last year? Or maybe it might be that you're planning on making love tonight. But just remember, when you start making love, you make it hard, long, soft, short, and be stroking. That is the most important thing here that I would tell any talent in this business. I be stroking. I stroke to the east, stroke to the west, stroke to the woman that I love the best, and then I be stroking. Oh! I be stroking. Now, when I start making love to my woman, maybe Stacey Keibler, Tori Wilson, one of the great women that I signed in the Attitude Era, I don't stop until I know that she is sexified. And I can tell when she gets sexified, because when she gets sexified, she starts calling my name. She'd say, JR, 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 JR. Oh, shit, JR. The other night I was stroking my woman, and it got good to her. You know what she told me? She told me what she told me. She said, stroke it, JR, but don't stroke it so fast. If my stuff ain't tight enough, you can stick it up my... Woo! I'm joking. I be stroking.
I stroke it to the east and I stroke it to the west. We heard all this shit before. Anyway, that is when Ric Flair walked in the ring and he told me to stick it up his woo, and I said, get fucked, and then I got fired. They fired mine because I was stroking. Ha ha, yeah. I'd be stroking. Ha, huh, yeah. I'd be stroking. Quite frankly, I'd be stroking.
You know, we're going to close the show as we have for some time with a little musical interlude from our good old friend JR. And this one, in the keeping with this show, which has been breezy and we tried to keep it moving along, we got a short song this week for him. Those of you who know me in real life know that this week, well, I celebrated my 31st birthday. So I think good old JR wants to wish me well on the day of my birth. So JR, take it away.
Well, let me see if I can get Mr. Ross in here. Jim, are you here?
Baker Mayfield. Kyler Murray. Boomers. Oh, sorry. I apologize. I'm nodded off there for a minute. Well, yes, it's Nick Duke's birthday. Oh, everybody give a hand for Nick Duke. Good job, Nick Duke. Oh, you're a good man, Nick Duke. You've done a hell of a lot in your life. Not as much as me, not as much as Watts, not as much as Austin. You've done a fair amount, though. So I'm going to sing for you, and I want everybody listening at home, I want you to think about your loved ones. I want you to think about maybe when you were a child and somebody would gather around you, maybe in a sombrero with a little guitar thing, and they'd sing to you on your birthday. Maybe they'd sing something, sound a little bit something like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Nick Duke. Well, happy birthday to you. That's all I got for you, folks.
Here, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Jim Ross and the Nature Boy, Ric Flair.
Good Lord. All right, now, Rick, get yourself sober. Get ready here. You ready? You ready? All right, now. I really can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I have got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping you'd drop in. Yeah, that's what I said.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands. Well, they're just like ice. You're like Iceman Dean Malenko. He was a horseman.
My mother would take me to the store, and I would start to worry.
Beautiful Jim Ross, what's your hurry?
My father will be pacing the floor with a bag of puppies.
Listen to that fireplace roar. You know who else roared? Saba Simba. Yeah, it was Tony Atlas. Yeah, you know, he's broken destitute now. I don't know if you knew that, Jim.
So, really sounds, not to interrupt you, Rick, but it sounds like I'd better just scurry on along, get out of here like a scalded dog.
Beautiful, beautiful. Please, though. Don't hurry. Don't hurry on my account.
But maybe just half a drink more.
Now you're talking my language. Let's put some records on while I pour.
But the neighbors might think,
baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what is in this drink?
Well, there's no carbs here, no calves either. None to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Well, your eyes, they're like starlight now. Now, granted, one of them's closed, but still.
To break this spell.
Hey, here, give me your Resistol hat, Jim. Your hair looks swell.
I ought to say, no, 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 sir.
You mind if I move a little closer?
At least I'm going to say that I tried.
What's the sense in hurting my pride? I told you, you know, Bret Hart never drew any money. You know who drew money? Me. Harley. This is the guy that drew money. I remember Jack Mulligan. Jack Mulligan and I sold out the Charlotte Coliseum in 10 hours. 10 hours.
Well, quite frankly, that's really not for me to say.
Oh, baby, don't hold out now. You got the numbers.
But, Rick, it is cold outside. I simply must go.
But, Jim, it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
But baby, it's cold outside. Your welcome has been, well, how lucky I am that you dropped in.
So nice and warm.
But look out the window, Jim. It's dawn.
My sister Dawn will be suspicious with your,
gosh, your lips look delicious. Easy for me to say.
My brother will be there at the door with Dan Hodge.
Waves upon a tropical shore. That's what there was going on when I got my first Hodge job. Yeah, Danny Hodge, you grabbed me right by the groin. You know, you were there.
I know, Rick. My maiden aunt's mind is vicious.
Gosh, your lips are delicious.
But maybe just a cigarette more. I tried to quit last year, but haven't had much success.
Well, never seen such a blizzard before. Unless you count the blizzard of cocaine that Barry Windham snorted off that hooker's ass.
You know, I've got to get home.
But, Jim, you'd freeze out there.
Say, lend me your coat.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
Oh, I thrill when you touch my hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow on the internet. A bunch of Richards on Twitter typing their little words on the internet saying, oh, JR and Rick are having a relationship together. Oh, what is it their business?
I know, but think of my lifelong sorrow. Every friend I've had either is dead or sick or has no teeth.
Well, at least there will be plenty implied.
Well, what if you got pneumonia and died, just like Ricky Morton?
I really can't stay, and Ricky's still alive.
You need to get over that fact. He's going to die eventually. We all do.
Baby, it's cold.
But baby, it's cold outside.
We actually have a very special treat for our listeners this week because you've grown accustomed to Jim Ross serenading us out the door. But, you know, when I think of Christmas time, I think of how excited I used to be when I was a kid. You know, when you would wake up Christmas morning and get to open your gifts, that childlike exuberance. And so I thought, why not use the official Place to Be Nation Comics time machine that we keep here in the studios and travel back to the early days of Jim Ross and pluck him out.
Oh, my God.
And bring him to the present day to give us a little musical number. So, folks, for the first time ever, singing one of my favorite Christmas tunes, ladies and gentlemen, take it away, young Jim Ross.
Thank you for having me on. I saw Mother kissing Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe last night. She didn't see me creep down the stairs to have a peep. She thought I was tucked up in my bedroom fast asleep. Then I saw Mother kissing, or tickle even, Santa Claus underneath his beard so snowy white. Oh, what a laugh it would have been if Daddy had only seen Mother fucking Santa Claus last night. He saw Mother fucking kissing Santa Claus. I did. I really did see Mother kissing Santa Claus. I went to the store. I went to the store just like Mother asked me, just like Daddy used to ask me to take them cats in that bag and hammer them. And I'm going to tell my Daddy. I'm going to tell him that I seen Mommy tickling Santa Claus underneath his beard so snowy white. I killed those puppies. I did. But Father said it would be a good thing. Oh, what a laugh it would have been. And then I walk in and I seen Daddy. And what if he hadn't seen it? And then what if he saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus last night? Oh, what a laugh it would have been if Daddy had only seen Mother kissing Santa Claus last night.
Well, for Nick Duke and Todd Weber. Oh, wait. Wait just a moment. I'm getting word that
Time. There's a time-honored tradition on these here airwaves, Greg, that quite frankly, I think you and Mr. Ross are going to have to come to some sort of understanding. I think there's a little bit of a feud between the two of you in terms of the attention that this aspect of the podcast has received, because you're always trying to send us home too early and not leaving time for our new tradition of finishing up the show with a musical guest appearance from WWE Hall of Famer Jim Ross. And as you all know, the Christmas time, we've just had a wonderful Christmas. We are barreling towards the new year. And so, you know, I got to thinking about songs that reminded me of good New Year's past. And one of my favorite New Year's that we ever had when I was coming up was the year that we celebrated the new millennium. And so I thought, what about a song in memory of that? So ladies and gentlemen, here to perform for you, Prince's 1999, I give you good old JR, Jim Ross.
Well, thank you very much, Nick. I really appreciate you letting me on the show here. I too, am on the road like Phillips is, going down to Miami, to the Orange Bowl, to watch my Sooners whoop some ass once more. And you know what? If they don't win, it's still going to be Boomer Sooner. Baker Mayfield's still winning games the last time I checked. Anyway, that's besides the point here. Here is what I'm here to sing about. You know, I was dreaming when I wrote this, forgive me if it goes astray. But when I woke up this morning, well, I could have sworn it was Judgment Day, maybe even Backlash. The sky was all purple like the dead man's gloves. There were people running everywhere, trying to run from the destruction, for God's sake. You know, old JR didn't even care. Say, 2000, party over. Oops, I'm out of time. So tonight, I'm going to party as if it were 1999. Now, you know, 1999 is a funny year, folks. A lot of things happened that year. The Rock rose to prominence. WrestleMania 15 was a big night for me. I came back after I had my second bout of Bell's palsy. And I came back and I announced the main event between Stone Cold Steve Austin and The Rock in a sold-out arena. It was a great night. Anyway, I was dreaming when I wrote this, so sue me if I go too fast. But life is just a party, and parties were not meant to last. Now, a good example of that is Gino Hernandez. His party ended much too soon, but it was his demons and not the industry that did that to him. War is all around us. My mind says, prepare to fight. So if I gotta die, I'm gonna listen to my body tonight. My body says, I could use a little JR's barbecue. Main event mustard, mid-card mayonnaise, the whole works. Yeah, hey, so they say that 2000, party over, oops, you're out of time. Well, tonight I'm gonna party like it's 1999, and we are taking over the Monday Night War, about to put WCW out of business just a few short years away. Wonder who put that roster together. I don't know. Must have been decent. Anyway, people, let me tell you something. If you didn't come here to party, don't you bother knocking on my door. I have got a lion in my pocket, and baby, he is ready to roar. Yeah, everybody's got a bomb. We could all die any day. Oh, yeah, everybody says that on the internet. I hear it. But before I let that happen, I am going to dance my ass away. Oh, ho. They say 2000, party over, oops, out of time. So tonight I'm going to party like it's 1999. Now you're going to say it one more time, and can you argue with this? Can you disagree with this? Hell no. 2000, party over, out of time. Tonight we're going to party 1999. You get it. You get it, all right? I'm not going to say it all these other times. That's all I'm going to say. I'm finished. You're beating the chorus into the ground. Listen to what I am trying to say. Everybody, say all that shit I just said. And with that being said, folks, Mommy, why does everybody have a bomb? Mother, why does everybody have a bomb?
Well, once again, I wish I could say that I was happy to be here, but I'm not. You see, I would rather be in Norman, Oklahoma, enjoying a crisp winter breeze, sitting here thinking about Baker Mayfield and what he is going to do in the 2018-19 NFL season. But instead, I'm here in the Hard Traveling Studios. Nothing else to do with my life. So I'm going to sit here, and I'm going to sing you a little tune that I used to hear on the radio quite a bit. I used to sit here, and I used to listen to it quite often. And it goes a little something. Well, it goes like this. Hello, everyone. This is your Action News reporter with all the news that is news across the nation, on the screen and the scene at the supermarket. Well, it seems to have been some disturbance here. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did. I was standing over there by the tomatoes, and here he come, running through the beans, through the fruits and vegetables, naked as a jaybird. And I hollered over to Ethel. I said, don't look, Ethel, but it's too late. She'd already been incensed.
Here he comes. Look at that. Look at that. There he goes. Look at that. Look at that. And he ain't wearing no clothes. Yes, they call him the Streak. Look at that. Look at that. The fastest thing on 2 feet. He's just as proud as he can be of anatomy. And he's going to give us a peek, quite frankly. Just like Naked Midian. Now, Naked Midian was a character that, oh, I get it. Oh, he's naked. It's funny. But Naked Midian had legs, ladies and gentlemen. Naked Midian was a character that drew the third largest rating in the month of February in the history of this business. Oh, yes, they call him the most prestigious streak in the history of professional sports, the Undertaker's undefeated streak at WrestleMania. Look at that. Look at that. He likes to show off his physique. Look at that. Look at that. If there is an audience to be found for Booger Red, he'll be streaking around half dead, inviting public critique of his performance.
This is your Action News reporter once again, and we're here at the gas station. Pardon me, sir, did you see what happened with the hammerlock?
Yeah, I did, Ross, you egg-sucking dog. I was just in here getting my car checked. He just appeared out of traffic, Ross. He comes streaking around the grease rack like my brother Dory. Didn't have nothing on but a smile, you fat son of bitch. I looked in there and Ethel was getting her a cold drink, you moron. I hollered, don't look, Ethel. But it was too late. The egg-sucking dog had already been moon flashed her right there in front of the shock absorbers, Ross.
He ain't crude. Look at that. Look at that. He ain't lewd. Look at that. Look at that. He's just in the mood to run in the new. Sorry, that's my throat there. Oh, yes, they call him Streak. Look at that, look at that. He likes to run and turn, rather, the other cheek. Look at that, look at that. He is always making the news wearing just his Jim Cornette tennis racket shoes. Guess you call him somewhat unique.
And once again, your Action News reporter in the booth at the gym. Cutting the disturbance at the basketball playoff. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did. Halftime, I just going down there to get Ethel a snow cone. And here he come, right out of the cheap seats, dribbling in the middle of the court. Didn't have on nothing but his PFs. Made a hook shot and got out through the concession stand. I hollered up at Ethel. I said, but it was too late. She'd already got a free shot. Grandstanding right there in front of the home team.
Oh, yeah. They call him the Streak. Ended at the hands of Brock Lesnar. The fastest thing on 2 feet. He's just as proud as he can be of his anatomy, which he called the Colonel, by the way. He's going to give us a peek.
Reckon, here he come again. Who's that with him? Jesse? Is that you, Jesse? What you think you're doing? What you think you're doing? Get your clothes on.
Oh, yeah, they call him the Streak. The biggest attraction in this industry. And he likes to show off his physique. If there's an audience to be found, he will be streaking around, inviting public critique. Ethel, where are you going? Ethel, you shameless hussy. Say, is it so, Ethel? Ethel!
Me. Now, I appreciate that, Duke, as always. And you know, is very similar to my favorite entertainer of all time, the Duke, John Wayne. Now, the Duke wouldn't approve of me singing this song, but I'm going to do it anyway, because he's dead, and he can't do nothing about it, quite frankly. Now, usually, I don't... Go ahead on and break them off with a little preview of the remix. No, I'm not trying to be rude, but hey, pretty girl, I am feeling you. The way that you do the things that you do remind me of my Lexus Coupe. That's why I'm all up in your grill. You know what you can put on your grill? You can put some JR's barbecue sauce. Just slather it across some ribs, put it on some chicken, you put it on some fish, there's a lot of things you can use on. Anyway, trying to get you to a hotel. You must be a football coach like Lincoln Riley. Now that's a coach. The way you got me playing the field like Baker Mayfield. So baby, give me that toot toot, leave you that beep beep. Running her hands through my fro, bouncing on 24s. While they are saying on the radio, it's the remix to Ignition. Hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mama rolling up, got every man in here wishing. Sipping on Coke and rum, I'm like, what? I'm drunk. It's the freaking weekend, baby. I'm about to have fun. Oh, yeah. Bounce, bounce, bounce. Bounce, 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 bounce. Bounce, bounce, bounce. Well, now it's just like Murder, She Wrote. Angela Lansbury, she's going to solve a mystery. It's going to be great, quite frankly. At least that's what Lawler says. Once I get you out them clothes. Oh, for God's sake, these lyrics. Once I get you out them clothes, huh? Oh, that's real cute. Privacy is on the door, but still they can hear you screaming more. Girl, I'm feeling what you feeling. No more hopping and wishing. I'm about to take my key and stick it in the ignition. So give me that toot toot. Let me give you that beat beat. Running her hands through my afro, bouncing on 24s while they're on the radio. This is the remix edition to Ignition. And a song about pissing, hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mama rolling that body, got every man in here wishing. Sip on Coke and rum. I'm like, what? I'm so drunk. It is the freaking weekend, baby. I'm about to have me some fun. Crystal popping in the Stretch Navigator. We got food everywhere, mashed potatoes. As if the party was catered by good old JR's Barbecue in Norman, Oklahoma. We got fellas to my left. We have honeys to my right. We bring them both together. We got junking all night. Then after the show, it's the after party. After the party, it's the hotel lobby. Around 4, you got to go to Flair's room and clean your little lobby. Then head to the room again with Flair and freak somebody. Now, can I get a toot-toot? Can I get a beat-beat? Hell yeah. Running her hands through my fro, bouncing on 24s. While they're saying on the radio, it's the remix to Ignition, hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mama rolled body, got every man in here wishing. Sipping on Coke and rum, and like so, well, what, I'm drunk. It's the freaking weekend, baby, I'm about to have me some fun. This is the remix to, by God, Ignition. Hot and out of the God, out of the kitchen. Mama rolling that body, got every man in here wishing. Sipping on Booger Reds. I'm like, so what? I'm drunk. It's the freaking weekend, baby. I'm about to have me a little bit of fun. Girl in this Jeep. Fogging the windows up. Might want to use a defogger on that one. Blasting the radio in the back of my truck. Bouncing up and down. Stroke it round and round. To the remix, we are just thugging out.
We end the show, as we have done now for some time, with a little musical exit from Jim Ross, from WWE Hall of Famer.
Before we introduce Mr. Ross, I have to break the fourth wall here just a little bit, ladies and gentlemen. My favorite thing about these lyrics that I'm looking at right now
on this here sheet is whoever wrote them misspelled Dwight Yoakam's name.
Well, now don't tell tales out of school.
All right.
Because before we bring WWE Hall of Famer Jim Ross in, you know, Mr. Ross, and you can comment on this if you feel the need to, but rumors continue to abound that you might be making an appearance at a certain event in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Let me cut you off right there. I know where you're going. You're going to be like all these Richards on the internet that are spreading rumors. Oh, JR signed with AEW. Oh, JR signed with AEW. JR's monitoring AEW. Look, I am monitoring. I'm monitoring the situation. I ain't signed with no AEW. Mm-hmm. The only thing that I've been doing is sitting here with an A&W root beer in my hand, mm-hmm. and watching these events unfold. I have not signed any documentation. I have not signed with them. My contract with WWE
goes till
Cena, and maybe you'll think to yourself that, you know, you're feeling a little lucky. And so in the spirit of that, why don't you take it away?
Well, I appreciate that introduction, even though you are spreading rumors and innuendo and the dirt sheet writers are going to pick up on it, I'm sure. Now, here's how it goes, folks. Well, I woke up this morning, stumbled out of my rack. I opened up the paper to the page in the back, which I believe was the sports section, indicating that the Oklahoma Sooners have just landed quarterback Jalen Hurts. Now, I'd suggest that Lincoln Riley's going to know quite a bit of what to do with that young man. But anyway, that's beside the point. It only took me a minute for my finger to find my daily dose of destiny under my sign. My eyes just about popped out of my head. Now, that ain't the first time that's happened to me, by the way. It said, the stars are stacked against you, girl. Get back in bed. I said, girl. I ain't no girl. I am a man. I was raised to be a man in this industry. And I will continue to be that no matter what the hell you have to say. Anyway, I feel lucky. Well, I feel lucky, yeah. No Professor Doom is going to stand in my way. Oh, I feel lucky today. Well, I strolled down to the corner, gave my numbers to the clerk. The pot is $11 million, so I called in sick to work. Now, I've never done that before. I believe in working sick. I don't believe in missing dates, ladies and gentlemen. When you sign on the dotted line and you shake a man like Vince McMahon's hand, you are agreeing to show up whether you are sick, whether you are tired, whether you are injured, and whether you are dead. If you are a corpse, you will show up to work if you shake that man's hand. Anyway, I bought a pack of Camels. You know, I recently quit the habit of smoking, but at this time I was still doing it. Camels, a burrito, and a Barks. Now, I usually drink A&W, but in this case, I drank a Barks root beer. I crossed against the light, made a beeline for the park. Well, the sky began to thunder. Sounded like the Undertaker was coming to the ring. The wind began to moan. I heard a voice above me saying,
yeah, girl, you better get back home.
Well, I feel lucky. I feel lucky. Oh, yeah. No tropical depression is going to steal my son away. I feel lucky today. Anyway, 11 million later, I was sitting at the bar. I bought the house a double, then the waitress a new car. Dwight Yoakam's in the corner trying to catch my eye. Lyle Lovett is right beside me with his hand up on my thigh. The moral of the story, folks, it's simple, but it's true. Hey, the stars might lie, but the numbers never do. I feel lucky. I feel lucky. Oh, yeah. Hey, Dwight. Hey, Lyle. Boys, you don't have to fight. Hot dog, I feel lucky tonight. I feel lucky. Think I will flip a coin. I'm a winner either way. Now, wait just a minute here. I am not going to fornicate with Dwight Yoakam, much less Lyle Lovett, for God's sake.
or in any kind of combination thereof. I mean, that is a, I resent that implication of these lyrics. I don't like it. I'm not in favor of it. Now, if it were Danny Hodge, Dr. Death, Stone Cold, Jack Swagger, someone like that, I could see that. Baker Mayfield, certainly. But Dwight Yoakam, and Lyle Lovett. My God, give me some credit, for God's sake.
And as we come to the end of this this episode, we're going to end as we do each week. And this week we have a very special musical exit. As, you know, Greg, let it never be said that we are nothing if not reactive to fan feedback. And, of course, we had our wonderful listener, Mike, on Twitter, at FrankFran29, who requested. He said, if I may be so bold, may I ask, and the only thing I'm gonna correct you on here, Mike, is use the proper nomenclature. When you refer to JR, remember, it is WWE Hall of Famer Jim Ross. May I request that JR sing Color Me Bad's I Wanna Sex You Up? It's not the performance we need, but TBF, it's probably the performance we deserve. So
TBF the Superstation.
Well, with all that being said, Mr. Ross, what can we do to accommodate our good friend Mike's request?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, Nick. You know, I've been coming here for a few weeks now, and I thought about going home. I'll be honest with you. But usually when a talent wants to take his ball and go home, it's one of the two C's, right?
Right.
It's either cash or creative.
Cash or creative. That's exactly.
I got to be honest with you. When I saw the creative for this week, I wasn't so sure about this. Mm-hmm. I could make the argument that before what I'm about to do for you right now, I may not have ever even heard of a Color Me Bad. Nor have I heard of a I Want to Sex You Up. But nonetheless, for my listeners, for my fans, I've decided to come through once again right here on the Hard Travel Fanboy. I hit him. Come inside. Take off your coat. I'll make you feel right at home. Now let's pour a glass of wine, because now we're all alone. I've been waiting for you, girl. Just let me hold you close to me. Why? Because I've been dying for you, girl, to make love to me. Girl, you make me feel real good. We can do it till we both wake up. Girl, you know I'm hooked on you, and this is what I'll do. I want to sex you all night long. You make me feel good, quite frankly. I want to rub you down. I want to sex you up, quite frankly. Let me take off all of your clothes, including your boots, because this is going to be a bunkhouse boogie. Disconnect the phone so nobody knows. Let me light a candle. Let me see if we can make it better. Making love until we drown in the sweat falling off of my fat, which always looks better brown than white. Girl, you know it feels real good. We can do it till we both wake up. Girl, you know I'm hooked on you, and this is what I'll do. That's me, good old JR, want to sex you up. Making love until we drown, I want to sex you up. All that I want to do is sex, that's right, sex you up. All night. Girl, you make me feel good. I want to rub you down. I want to sex you up. My sweet loving. All night long. I want to sex you up. Feel so right, it can't be wrong. Don't be shy, girl. Rescue me. I have one, folks, what I'm getting to right here, and maybe you're not following the gist of what I'm saying in this song, is this is what it comes down to. Cliff Notes version, right? I want to sex you up. That's what I'm getting to. That's at the heart of all. Let's be honest. We can beat around the bush all we want. It comes down to the fact that I want to sex you up. That means have relations, fornicate one another. Open up your heart, and I'll set you free.
Today, I think, for some musical discussion, I know you in particular were talking about your love of Phil Collins, one of your favorite artists. And so,
you know that song by Phil Collins, In the Air and the Night?
Well, that's one of them. But I was able to reach out to our good friend, WWE Hall of Famer Jim Ross.
No way.
And talk to him about your love of Phil Collins. And so here he is today, and he's going to give us his own personal interpretation of one of Phil Collins' greatest hits.
All right, I will step aside. Mr. Ross, welcome aboard, sir. Welcome aboard. Pick that microphone up and you just give that song everything you got, sir.
Thanks a lot, asshole. Like I needed any help. I was doing perfectly fine before you even said that. Now, don't give me a complex about myself. How you doing over there, Nick?
I'm fine, sir. How are you?
Fair. Decent.
Do you have any travel planned in the coming months?
Well, listen. There's a lot of rumor out there. I'm not here to... I figured you'd try to do that. You are a Richard, let's face it, just like the rest of the people on the internet. You're a Richard. You're going to try to get me to say something about, JR's going to AEW. JR's going to AEW. I don't have, right now, any plans for the weekend of WrestleMania. I got no plans at all. My schedule's cleared. You know, I got no plans for the month of April, to say the least. No plans to Vegas. I will say...
I didn't say anything about Las Vegas. You said Las Vegas.
There you go, putting word in my mouth.
Las Vegas.
You are inferring things that are not there. I said Las... I could have said New York City. I could have said Chicago. I could have said Double or Nothing. I could have said anything.
Double or Nothing.
I could have said that if I wanted to, but I didn't. You're putting words in good old JR's mouth, and I don't appreciate it. I will say that I support the wrestling industry. I support individuals like Dean Ambrose and Hideo Itami that might be leaving certain businesses to explore other opportunities. And I'm saying that if you were going to explore an opportunity in this business right now, you'd have to be some kind of a damn fool not to take the money of the wonderful, the handsome, and the gorgeous Shad Khan and his son, the genius Tony Khan. Now, I'm not saying I'm going to do that. I'm just saying that you'd be a fool and a loser and a moron not to do that. Well, man, this is what I have to say. But anyway, I understand you got a song for me here. Okay? And I'm going to sit here and I'm going to sing this song against my will because I want people to understand that I am a team player. There's this girl that's been on my mind all the time. Sue Studio. Oh, ho! Now she don't even know my name, but I think she likes me just the same. Sue Studio. Oh, yeah. Oh! If she called me, I'd be there. I'd come running anywhere. She's all I need all my life. I feel so good if I just say the words Boomer Sooner. Boomer Sooner. Just say the words, oh, Boomer Sooner. Now I know that I'm too young. My love has just begun. CC Studio. Oh, yeah. Oh, give me a chance. Give me a sign, for God's sake. I'll show her anytime. Susu Studio. Oh. Oh. Now, I've just got to have her, quite frankly. Have her now. I have got to get closer, but I don't know how. She makes me nervous. A little bit like Sid when he's live. And makes me scared. But I feel so good. If I just say the words, Boomer Sooner, just say the words, Boomer Sooner, well, now, quite frankly, that's all I need in my life. I feel so good. Look at Baker Mayfield, legendary Billy Sims. I've got Hall of Famers in my corner. I've got people, you know, legendary coaches like I can't even think of any of their names right now, quite frankly. I got all these great people in my corner, and that's all I need in my life, quite frankly. I feel so good that if I say the words Danny Hodge,
if I say the words, oh, Steve Austin, if I say the words, oh, Dr. Death, if I say the words, Jack Briscoe, just say the words. Now, you understand that? I don't have to meet them. I just have to say the words, Jerry Briscoe, ho, 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 The Rock, ho, 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 D'Lo Brown, ho, 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 Mark Henry, ho, 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 John Cena, ho, 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 the best pure athlete of that class, Shelton Benjamin, ho, 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 Brock Lesnar, ho, 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 just say the damn word, just say, just say the word, Boomer Sooner.
Well, thank you, I think, Mr. Duke. I would just like to say that this week I am doing this song, if you could call it a song, under protest. I do not know the tune to this song. I have not heard the band playing this song.
It's not a band. It's a rapper. Else. It's a performer. One performer.
Now, what exactly is a rapper?
It's someone who...
You mean like the rapper that I have around my delicious box of Blue Chew?
I suppose, something like that.
Oh, that's not too bad. How'd they turn that into a song? Now, that's a song that I would like to get into. A Blue Chew song. But, nonetheless, I'm going to give it my own shot here, and I just want everybody that's listening to this to imagine, if you will, that there is a steel guitar and a fiddle playing in the background, making this song sound exactly how sweet it needs to be. Sad little bitch, you can't fuck with me. Well, if you wanted to, these is red bottoms. That's real cute. You know who else had red bottoms? Shinya Hashimoto had red bottoms, quite frankly. He did. He had red bottoms, and they're cute. You know, a little fat wrestler, a little bit like a Japanese Elvis, quite frankly. These is bloody shoes, like red shoes. Not my favorite referee in the game, quite frankly, but I respect the man. At the store, I can get them both. I don't want to choose. This is just vulgar, folks. I'm not even going to read this. Don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now. I make money muse. I say I don't dance. I don't got to dance. You sing a song, I don't dance. I'm not your puppet. I'm not somebody that's going to go out here and do what the man tells me to do. I believe that you do your job, you do what you're told for the money. But that being said, I also believe that you do what's right. And that means if you don't want to do what the man tells you to do, don't do it. It's very simple. That being said, you should do what you're told at all times. Anyway, I make money meetings. If I see you and I don't speak, that means I don't fuck with you. I'm boss. You are simply a worker, bitch. You do what the boss... You execute the plays that are called, quite frankly. I make bloody moves. Now, who she say? She gonna do what to who? Well, let's find out and see. Cardi B. You know where I'm at. You know where I be. You in the club just to party. I'm there. I get paid a fee. I be in and out them banks so much, I know they're tired of me. You know, what that was from those Bill Watts payoffs. Now, people used to bitch and moan, oh, Cowboy doesn't pay us. Cowboy pays you plenty. Cowboy made you earn your keep. And I earned my damn keep. I made a lot of money when I was in Mid-South. But you know what? I made that money through the hard work of traveling up and down the highways of rural Louisiana, meeting Cajun people, the likes of which you would not believe even existed. Honestly, I don't give a fuck. About who ain't fond of me. Dropped 2 mixtapes in 6 months. What bitch working as hard as me? I don't bother with those hoes. Let these hoes bother me. They see pictures, they say goals. Bitch, I'm who they are trying to be. Voice of an industry. Look, I might just chill in some bathe. I might just chill with your boo. I might just feel on your babe. My pussy feel like a lake. He
want to swim with his face. Oh, his face. That's real cute. I get it. Yes, folks, I get it. Make all the jokes about my face that you want to make. It's not funny. Wasn't funny in 1995. It's not funny now. I've been fired 4 times. And I'm like, okay, I'll let him do what he did when he won. He bought me Yves Saint Laurent and the new whip. When I go fast as a horse, I got the trunk in the front. I'm the hottest in the street. No, you probably heard of me. Got a bag and fixed my teeth. Hope you hoes know it ain't cheap. And I pay my mom bills. Ain't got no time to chill. Think these hoes be mad at me? Their baby father want a feel. Said, little bitch, you can't fuck with me. If you wanted to, you, these expensive, these red bottoms, these bloody shoes, at the store, I can get them both. I don't want to choose. I don't have to choose. Quite frankly, you have a right in this country to choose the bloody shoes that you want. Anyway, don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance. I make money move. Say I don't got to dance, I make money move. If I see you and I don't speak, that means I don't want to fuck with you. I'm a boss. You are simply a mid-card worker, bitch. I make bloody moves. If you a pussy, you get popped. If you a groupie, you a op. Like Op Alabama, a town that I once worked. When I was just a young lad in this business, I went there with Bullet Bob Armstrong. And I was the referee for a match between Bullet Bob Armstrong and Dale Smith. Now, who's Dale Smith? He went by the nickname the Whippersnapper. Hell of a work. Lost in 10 minutes, and they told a story. Anyway, you can't hang around my block, and I just check my accounts. Hey, turns out, folks, here's a Twitter headline for you. JR:, turns out I'm rich. Go ahead and put that on the internet, bunch of Richards. I put my hand above my hip. I bet you dip, he dip, she dip. I say, I get the money, and I go, this shit is hot like a stove. My pussy glitters as gold. Tell that little bitch. Just play a role. I just a rogue in a roll. I just came up in a rate. I need to fill up the tank. No, I need to fill up the safe. I need to let all of these hoes know that nobody's ass is safe. I go to dinner and steak. Only real can relate. And you know, Khosrow Devari, the Iron Sheik, once told me that I was the real. I used to live in the peas. Now it's a crib with a gate. Rolly got charms, look like frosted flakes. I had to let these bitches know, just in case these hoes forgot. I just run and check the mail. Another check from Mona Scott. I said, little bitch, you can't fuck with me. A bunch of other shit. And anyway, the point that I'm trying to make, folks, and all this rambling, nonsensical mess, the point that I'm trying to make, a Cliff Notes version of this. My producer, Ralph Amore, is talking in my ear here. The point here that I'm trying to make is I'm a boss. You are a worker, bitch. I make bloody moves.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Place Three Nations, JT Rosero and Chad Campbell here. We want to let you know that we have over 24 podcasts available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and PlaceThreeNation.com. We now offer them to you on 2 great feeds. On the Place Three Nations Wrestling feed, we dive into topics running the gamut from today's WWE to the glory days of yesteryear and the ins and outs of the territory days. In addition to our full-length shows, we also deliver to you special pod blasts on topics old and new.
The Place Three Nations Pop feed is a veritable treasure trove of great content. Offer tremendous shows covering the land of movies, television, life, comics, and sports, brought to you by the most knowledgeable and insightful folks in the podcast world.
You can find all these great shows, plus archives of our past podcasts from over the past 8 years, as well by subscribing to both feeds on iTunes. And while you're there, be sure to rate and leave feedback as well. All of these shows, plus others, available on PlaceThreeNations.com, where we cover pro wrestling, sports, movies, comics, plus in-depth search projects, and much more. Be sure to support our site by using www.PlaceThreeNations.com/Amazon when doing your online shopping. We want to thank our friends at Boneheads, Wing Bar, ProWrestlingOnly.com, and TheHistoryOfWrestling.com as well. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. PlaceThreeNations.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Of course, it wouldn't be a week of the ITF now without our old pal,
good old JR.
Yeah, good old
Nick. I understand that he's working his way through the studio now.
Yeah, WWE Hall of Famer Jim Ross is back with us again to sing us out with a little musical outro. And, you know, once again, we reach to the headlines, as we often do for inspiration here. And as you know, Greg, we're in the midst of award season. We're getting ready for the Oscars are coming up. We've had the Golden Globes in the past. And, you know, one of the big stories has been the nomination of Queen and Freddie Mercury biopic Bohemian Rhapsody for numerous awards, and how there's been some controversy with director Bryan Singer and him having to be distanced from the film a little bit. It continues to be an ongoing thing. It's very interesting. And so I thought, what better time to have Jim Ross do his own take on the Brestular Bohemian Rhapsody song than right now. So, Mr. Ross, take it away.
Well, thank you once again for that intro. Now, this is a song that I can really dig into. This is a band and a tune that I know real well. So I'm gonna warm up my pipes
here. Now, I must say, Mr. Ross, your rendition of Cardi B's Bodak Yellow has been getting rave reviews online and from the individuals at the airport. So congratulations on that.
Well, it's good to hear. You know, we always appreciate the support here on the show. Maybe throw us a review on iTunes. It means a lot, folks. It just takes a few moments of your time, and then but it means a lot to us. And you know, maybe people like that performance. They'll like my traveling road band. But then again, I know how the game works. I know there's going to be certain Richard on the internet that are going to sit there. They're going to criticize. They're going to run their mouths. They're going to moan and bitch about JR's poking fun. I'm not poking fun at anyone when I do this. This is just me trying to have fun with my friend and singing a song. Speaking of which, is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? You know, we're caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes. Look up to the skies and see. Oh, I'm just a poor boy. I need no sympathy. Because I'm easy come, easy go. A little high, a little low. That's what they're saying on the internet. I can hear it right now. Any way the wind blows, it doesn't really matter to me. It doesn't matter to me. Listen, folks, to me, it does not matter. You can say what you want to say. I get it. You follow the rating. Oh, what are the ratings, dear? That doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter who's heel or who's face. I just try to enjoy the product. Anyway, Mother Earth, I just killed a man. Put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, and now he is dead. Mother, life had just begun. But now I've gone and thrown it all away. Mother! Oh, I didn't mean to make you cry. But if I'm not back again this time tomorrow, quite frankly, just carry on. Just shoot me, for God's sake. Carry on, and nothing really matters. Too late. My time's done come. You know, the very thought of the match between China and Ivory at WrestleMania 17 sends shivers down my spine. Body is aching all the time. Goodbye, everybody. So long. I've got to go. Got to leave you all behind and face the simple truth of the matter, which is that Mother... I don't want to die, for God's sake. But sometimes I do wish that I had never been born at all. Now, that's a depressing thought, isn't it, folks? Wish I'd never been born at all. I mean, that's something that I would hear from Jake Roberts from time to time when he was employed even by me and the head of talent relations. And you, what do you say to somebody in that situation? Hell, I don't know. I mean, but we've all been there in time of queue. Anyway...
I see a little silhouette of a man. Anthony Scaramouche, Anthony Scaramouche, will you do the Fandango? Now, Fandango's a hell of a worker, in my opinion, but he is missing that little something. He is missing that it. Whatever it is, he is missing it, and he's got to find it. He has got to find himself as a character, take some time, and sell. For God's sake, if he would just sell a little bit, perhaps he and his partner would get a little bit more over than they are. They'd be as over as Thunderbolt Patterson and White Lightning Tim Horner. Very, very frightening me. Galileo Figaro Magnifico. I'm just a poor boy and nobody loves me. Oh, he's just a poor boy from a poor family. Sparing his life. It's a monstrosity. Well, you know, it's easy come, easy go. Will you let me go? Biz Miller, no, we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Biz Miller, we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Biz Miller, we will not let you go.
Let him go!
We'll not let you go. Let me go!
We'll not let you go.
Let me go!
Oh, oh, oh!
No. Oh, Mother Mia, let me go. Beelzebub has the devil put aside for me. For me! There's that part where I did the instrumental break, you know, you did a headbanging and all that millennial crap. So you think you can stop me and fire my ass and spit in my eye? So you think you can love me and then leave me to die? Oh, baby, can't do this to me, baby. Just got to get out. I just got to get right out of Norman, Oklahoma and on the road to promote my book, Slobbernaut. Oh, yeah.
No.
Nothing really matters. Anyone can see. Nothing really matters to me. Any way the wind. You know what? Blow me.
Here to do for you his rendition of Hulk Hogan's classic entrance theme, Real American, ladies and gentlemen, Jim Ross.
Hi there, folks. Good old JR here. And before we get started this week, I would like to tell you what's been on my mind. Now, for many, many years, really dating back to my career with Ted Turner's company, WCW, people have been accusing me of having an anti-Hulk Hogan bias, or some sort of sentiments against Hulk, and that's just not true. Now, granted, there have been times when I've written things or said things about Hulk Hogan that were maybe not the most positive things in the world. Times where I might have criticized his in-ring work rate, times where I might have criticized some of the things that he's done outside the ring, but all that, none of that should matter, because ultimately, I am a fan of Hulk Hogan. I am a fan of Hulkamania, and I am a believer in second chances. So, folks, I just want to sing this song and dedicate it to my good friend Terry Bollea, a man whom I've always had respect for, a man whom, despite what certain Richards on the internet might try to dig up, I have always been friends with. Ladies and gentlemen, Real American. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. When it comes crashing down and it hurts inside. Well, or quite frankly, what if it's busted inside? Who the hell knows what happens? Colonel Robert Parker has something busted inside. I saw it. Anyway, you got to take a stand. It doesn't hurt to hide. If you hurt my friends and you hurt my pride, I've got to be a man. I can't let it slide, for God's sake. Now me, folks, I am a real American. I fight for the rights of every man and woman, quite frankly. It is 2019. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your by God life. Now, folks, I feel strong about right and wrong. Maybe you don't. And that is your prerogative. If you don't feel strong about right or wrong, that's your right. You don't have to. You're right there in the middle. Sometimes the truth is right in the middle. There is no right or wrong. Then again, sometimes there is a right and wrong. And in that case, you need to feel strong one way or the other. Listen, folks, it's very simple what I'm trying to tell you right now. Either you should feel strong about right and wrong, or you shouldn't. It's very simple. Anyway, that being said, I don't take trouble for very long. I've got something deep inside of me. It's a hemorrhoid, quite frankly. And courage is the only thing that will set it free. Well, courage and a little bit of that preparation H. I am a real American. Fight for the rights of most every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your by God life. I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. Now, in case you haven't heard it the first few times, folks, I'm a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life. Now, if you hurt my friends, well, then you hurt my pride. I have to be a man. I cannot let it slide. I'm a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your by God life.
But it's interesting, Greg, that you bring up All Elite Wrestling, because we're gonna end the show here as we do every week now. The new tradition of WWE Hall of Famer Jim Ross singing us a little song on his way out the door. And, you know, I guess it's technically tied to the wrestling as well. Some reports, Mr. Ross, have started to surface online that you are going to be leaving WWE when your contract is up at the end of, I believe it's March, at the end of this month. And
all reports.
And already a widespread speculation that you will be signing a long-term, reportedly a multi-million dollar deal with AEW, in excess of $1 million annually. Long-term, to be involved with the company. And a lot of people believe we'll be seeing you in Las Vegas for the Double or Nothing event at the end of May. Would you care to comment?
Well, first of all, yes, I would like to comment. First of all, don't believe everything you read on the internet, okay? That's number one. Just because you read some Richard out there that thinks they have all the answers, thinks they know everything about this business, it doesn't mean it's right. It doesn't mean it's true. And even if it turns out that it is true and it is right, then I have been offered a very generous sum of money, $1 million American, a fair, decent reward for somebody of my stature and years of experience in the business. Even if that is true, it doesn't mean that it was right to report it on the internet. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. I mean, I think that's fair to say. Now, whether I am or am not going to be in Las Vegas when it comes time for all, you know, all in to whatever you want to call it.
Double or nothing.
Whatever they're calling this event. Whether I'm going to be there or not, there's one song that has always stood out to me in the great song sung by the King, Elvis Presley. You're familiar with Elvis Presley, Mr. Duke?
I am. I'm a rather big fan of his.
Well, Mr. Presley did a song sometime in the early 70s when I was just getting started in this business, riding the roads with Dan Hodge and some of my fraternity brothers.
You sure that was the early 70s, JR?
It might have been the late 60s. Sometime when I was probably a little bit in the haze. I'll be frank with you. I like to have some of that wacky tobacco back in the day.
What are your thoughts on Ann Margaret, JR?
High cheekbones, quite frankly. I liked Ann Margaret. I like the hyphenation in her name. Ann Margaret, good name. But one word that I like, one song rather that I like to sing, might have been the early 60s even, now that I think about it. A little song that goes a little something like this. Well, Bright Light City gonna set my soul, for God's sake. Gonna set my soul on fire. Just like Cain did that one time. Got a whole lot of money that is ready to burn. $1 million American, quite frankly. So get those stakes up higher. There are 1,000 pretty women waiting out there, and they're all living. Devil may care. Well, I'm just a devil with love to spare, quite frankly. Viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. Get the point, folks? How I wish that there were more than 24 hours in the day. Because even if there were 40 more, quite frankly, first of all, I'd go to work and I'd get the job done. I wouldn't complain about it. But also, I wouldn't sleep a single minute away. I would work on my trade. Oh, there's blackjack and there's poker and a roulette wheel. A fortune won and lost on every deal. All you need is a strong heart and a nervous steel. Viva Las Vegas, quite frankly. Viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas with your neon flashing and your one-armed bandits crashing. All those hopes down the toilet drain. You know what also got shoved down the toilet drain one time was a turd the size of my forehead. It was Brian Pillman. I'll never forget as long as I live. We were in some building somewhere in Ohio, I think, and Brian Pillman called me into the bathroom and he pointed down and he said, "Look at this, JR, look at this." And I said, "What are you calling me in here for, Scooter? I mean Pillman." And I walked in there and I looked at that toilet, and by God, it was the most amazing thing I'd ever seen in my life. You didn't even want to flush it. It was so impressive. Viva Las Vegas, turning day into nighttime, turning night into daytime. If you see it once, it'll never be the same again. I'm going to keep on the run. I'm going to have me some fun if it costs me my very last dime. If I wind up broke, well, that's not going to be the fault of the business. That is going to be my own fault for my personal choices that I made along the way. I'll always remember that I had a swinging time. I'm going to give it everything I've got. Lady Luck, please let the dice stay hot. Let me shout a 7 with every shot. Viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. Double or nothing. Viva. Viva. Double or nothing. Las Vegas.
But I guess that brings a close to the Wrestling Minute. And, of course, we're going to end the show as we have done every week for some time now. And, Greg, if you saw this, but a couple of weeks ago, we had the Oscars, right? We had the Oscars?
Mm-hmm. I'm familiar, yes.
And
it's
there
a
was
a show.
It was
where they give out awards to movies.
To movies, yeah. And there was a musical performance on that award show that just set the world on fire. Had speculating about the private lives of well known stars, you know. And it set the wheels in motion, Greg. I got thinking about we have our very own duo here on the Hard Trailing Fanboys. Who there's been some speculation about the nature of their relationship, given their last performance together here on these airwaves back in around the Christmas time. And I thought, why don't we check on with them again? So here, once more, to do a little duet for you, we have both WWE Hall of Famer Jim Ross and two-time WWE Hall of Famer, the Nature Boy, Ric Flair. Fellas, take it away.
Well, Nick, before they jump in, they're communicating to me. There may be some difficulty in determining which lines belong to the to singer one and which lines belong to singer two.
Well, I'll say just use your own artistic interpretation of that. I'm not an artist. I'm not the artist.
Nor was Prince Iaukea, for the record. All right, let's go. Let's bring him on in. Come on in, guys.
Quite frankly, I'm a little bit confused. I don't know what a Lady Gaga is. I don't know who Bradley Cooper is. They're not John Wayne. They're not Maureen O'Hara. I don't know who they are. Rick?
Well, you know, I'm happy to be here. You know, I had nowhere else to be. I was in nothing happened in Dothan, Alabama a few weeks ago. But anyway, so I don't know. I don't know who they are either. But you know, Gaga, I think she knows my daughter. I think she knows Ashley, yeah. Yeah, they're friends. Oh, is that right? All right. Well, all right. We're just gonna wing it, Nate. We're gonna pretend that we're in a bar in Tokyo after Super Brawl in the Land of the Rising Sun,
And we're gonna just take it over right now. We're just gonna try to sing right now, like you have just had an encounter with Tatsumi Fujinami, the dragon. Anyway, now tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world, or do you need some more? Is there something else you're searching for? You know, I'm fault. And in the bad times, I fear myself. Tell me something, boy. Aren't you tired of trying to fill that void? Do you need more? Now listen, it ain't hard keeping it so hardcore. I'm falling. In all the good times, I find myself longing for a change. You know, like when I remember Jim Herd wanted me to change my name. He wanted me to cut my hair and become Spartacus. He did. Put an earring in, one earring, call myself Spartacus. He did. And in the bad times, I fear myself. I'm off the deep end. Watch as I dive in just to the end of WCW, the best night of my life. It is best night of my entire career. Well, you know, I'll never meet the ground, ash through the surface, where they can't hurt us. We are far from the shallow now, in the shallow, shallow, in the shallow, shallow, well, in the shallow, shallow. Yeah, you're right. We're from the shallow now. Oh, yeah. I'm in the deep end. Watch as I dive in. I'll never meet the ground. Crash through the surface where they can't hurt us. We're far from the shallow now. You know, in the shallow, in the shallow, in the shallow, in the shallow. Yeah, in the shallow. In the shallow. We're far from the shallow now.
You know, this week, as we discussed earlier in the rundown, we got the momentous announcement of James Gunn returning to the Marvel Cinematic Universe to direct Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. And when that news broke, it made me think about all the great, you know, moments from those first two Guardians of the Galaxy movies. And those are both films that are very well regarded for their use of music, their use of 70s and 80s music in particular in the context of the film. And it just made me remember that first trailer for the first Guardians and the song that was playing in the background. And I thought, you know, why don't we get good old JR to give his take on the classic Hooked on a Feeling. So, Mr. Ross, take it away.
Well, you know, Nick, thank you very much for that introduction. You know, the first time that I heard this song wasn't in a damn movie. Certainly wasn't in Guardians of the Galaxy, although I'm very proud of one of my greatest signees, Dave Bautista, and his work that he did in that movie. Very proud of Dave. We are. We're very proud of him here at the podcast. But when I first heard that song, it was on the AM radio station driving in Norman, Oklahoma with my buddies. We were just leaving the frat house. And this song came on the radio, and we sang it to the top of our lungs. And it sounded a little something like this. Irga chucka, irga, irga, irga chucka, irga, irga, irga chucka, irga, irga, irga chucka, irga, irga. You know, I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's all right. I'm hooked on a feeling. And you know, I am high on that wacky tobacco, not on that funny medicine. I'm high on believing that you are in love with me. You know, your lips are as sweet as candy. It tastes stays on my mind. Girl, you have got me thirsty, which at my Twitter account, at JR's BBQ, I understand thirsty is quite a popular term amongst the young people. I don't understand it, but that's okay. I'm just an old guy. Maybe I'm out of touch. Maybe the internet's right about me. Maybe I'm out of touch at this point. Anyway, for another cup of wine, got a bug from you, girl. And I don't need no cure for it, quite frankly. I just stay affecting, if I can say for sure, all the good love when we're alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you are in love with me. All the good love, now, when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling, high on believing, that you are in love with me. I said I'm hooked on a feeling, damn it. And I am high on believing, quite frankly, ladies and gentlemen, that you are in love with me.
Thank you.